We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, February 21st. We'll be taking a look at a building that catches on fire every few years in Wichita.
A retired Air Force vet still hitting the gym at age 91. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Yesterday, we got to 32 for the high in Wichita. Today should be about 10 to 15 degrees warmer, with another 10-degree warm-up likely Saturday. Our full forecast in just a few minutes.
And we have Secret Sound coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour as well. Maybe you noticed an odd smell in the city of Wichita yesterday. Might have been coming from the abandoned Treco dog food plant in North Wichita. Fire crews responded to the call of a fire at that building in the 2300 block of North Broadway shortly before 4 in the morning yesterday. KSN News spoke with Wichita Fire Marshal Stu Bevis.
We did everything we could from where we could safely access it on the first floor. But once you get past the first floor, there's a large number of hazards.
Fire department says that fire does continue to burn. Because the building has been deemed unsafe, fire crews had to battle the blaze from the outside and allow the fire to self-extinguish. Officials say there's no need to call 911 to report the smell. This is the third fire at this building since 2011. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise out of Louisiana taking a swipe at Minnesota's Attorney General on Twitter.
On Wednesday, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison said, "I have never seen Bernie Sanders supporters be unusually mean or rude. Can someone send me an example of a Bernie bro being bad? Also, are we holding all candidates responsible for the behavior of some of their supporters waiting to hear?" Well, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise issued a swift response saying, "I can think of an example." Of course, Scalise was shot at a congressional baseball practice by a Sanders supporter in 2017. His response going viral on social media. One Twitter user says, "Send Keith Ellison a copy of your hospital bill." And Ariel also chiming in saying, "You win Twitter today. Thank God."
That's Fox's Carly Shimkus with that report. Senator Sanders defended his supporters at the Democratic debate this week, saying that 99.9% of his supporters are good, hardworking people. You can find 91-year-old Air Force veteran Lloyd Black exercising three times a week at a gym in Alabama in his denim overalls.
Black was recently named Member of the Month at the Anytime Fitness in Sims, Alabama. Black says that his favorite exercise machine is the treadmill. He also had some advice for anyone who is thinking about beginning a fitness program. He says, "Go ahead, get started." In a post on the gym's Facebook page, General Manager Ashley Stearman wrote that they have seen nothing but motivation and inspiration from him since he began. He says he's 91 years young and brags about how much his workouts have helped him in his daily routines. When Black first began, he could only spend about 10 minutes on the treadmill, but now he's up to 30 minutes. Following his stint in the Air Force, Black taught world history before becoming a school administrator at several Mobile, Alabama area schools. And you may still be wondering, why does Black wear denim overalls when he works out? He says he doesn't have any hips and he can't keep his pants up otherwise. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Some environmentalists are trying to get Kansas lawmakers to discuss climate change.
Environmentalists are pushing the issue in a state where energy production remains an important industry, and some top Republicans question the widespread scientific consensus that human activity is warming the planet. States like Virginia, Minnesota, and California are setting goals for eventually getting all of their electricity from renewable resources. But Kansas proposals on energy efficiency and encouraging farmers to capture and store carbon dioxide have languished. And House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins said that lawmakers have other priorities, adding, the planet goes in cycles, and it's a natural cycle.
That's Danielle Norwood from the Kansas Information Network. Wisconsin's state assembly voting to allow bars in 14 counties to remain open until 4 in the morning during the Democratic convention this summer.
Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Republican Robin Voss says that after hearing Bernie Sanders speak at the DNC in Milwaukee in July, that people will need a drink. He supports a 4 a.m. bar time statewide during DNC week.
We thought this was going to be a no-brainer.
Democratic State Senator LaTanya Johnson, it goes to the state Senate, where Republicans like Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald say the measure may not have enough support.
The idea that we're going to extend bar hours and at the same time we're working on drunk driving bills.
In 2016, Ohio and Pennsylvania also allowed for later bar hours for national conventions in those states. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
We'll take a look at an important date in college football coming up and complaining about delayed flights. KNSS News Time, 7:05. 7:09 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. A change in date for a college football opener honoring a solemn anniversary for the sport.
East Carolina and Marshall Universities have been granted a waiver by the NCAA to allow them to play their football season opener August 29th to honor 50 years since the Marshall plane crash that took the lives of 75 people.
We were talking about as a staff, how do we bring the most exposure to this game and to that 1970 Marshall's team.
ECU Athletic Director John Gilbert making the announcement Thursday. A waiver letter to the NCAA included a biography of every person killed on that November 14th flight back in 1970, crashing into a West Virginia hillside in the worst disaster in American sports history. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And of course, the Wichita State football plane crash was just a few weeks before Marshall's. More U.S. flights are being delayed. Apparently, we're not complaining about it as much.
A new Transportation Department report says more flights were delayed or canceled in 2019, and the number of passengers getting bumped off overcrowded planes is on the rise, too. But the number of complaints the agency got from the public is about the same as the year before. Southwest Airlines got the least amount of complaints. Spirit, Frontier, and American got the most. As for being the most punctual with the most on-time arrivals, that honor goes to Hawaiian Airlines, and they had the lowest cancellation rate. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time is 7:10 with Steve and Ted. And on Fridays during the 7 o'clock hour, we play the secret sound. Play it three times, and after that third and final time, we'll open up the phone lines and see who gets it. See who knows what that is. And, of course, our winner will get two large five-topping pizzas from Papa John's Pizza. Hello. All right, here's our first try at the secret sound. Pardon me. This is an animal sound is your clue. This is an animal sound. We'll play it a couple more times, and after the third time, we'll open up the phone lines.
I'm not sure I'd figure out that. I thought about that clue, because humans are animals, aren't they?
Well, yeah. That is true.
That is true.
But it's only our first clue. We still have two more.
We still got two more.
So you still
have
time to figure out what that is. So stay tuned for our next playing of The Secret Sound. It's 7-Eleven with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And traffic this morning. Very cold outside. Watch out for areas of refreeze. That could create some slick spots out there. And, of course, anything in the shade from yesterday's sunshine might not have melted off. And where roads weren't cleared on your side streets and your residential areas, you could see some slick spots there as well. Traffic on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman. Online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And let's take a look at the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams on this Friday morning. Hello, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Ted. Happy Friday. How you doing?
Yeah, thank you much. Good. How are you?
Not too bad. You know, yesterday was a busy day. This time yesterday, we actually started getting reports of accidents as early as about 5 a.m. yesterday. So definitely nice to kind of take a breather from a lot of that wintry weather out there. And, you know, it does look like for the most part, let's say overall, roads are in much better shape compared to this time yesterday as well. So definitely nice to kind of get a break from that. And we're actually seeing a pretty nice sunrise right now. So not too bad of a start to the day. But Jad mentioned that cold. And that's one thing. I think that's really going to be our only weather worry today. So, you know, as long as everybody just bundles up, grabbing that heavy winter coat before you head out the door, things really should be just fine through our morning. And then we'll only turn better from here. We've got more sunshine on the way, high of 47, getting well above freezing. Any snow that may be left on some of those grassy areas, Jed also mentioned, maybe where there wasn't a whole lot of sun, where maybe there were a couple of isolated spots in the shade that could have an isolated slick spot, that should be able to melt as well. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour, helping to warm us up today. Partly cloudy skies tonight, dropping down to 28 degrees. Seasonably cold, not as bad as the teens that we're starting off the day with right now. And then for our Saturday, pretty clear to start the day, but then increasing clouds once we get into the afternoon. Should stay mainly dry, only a 10% chance of rain, and going to turn warmer, 10 degrees warmer to be exact, high of 57. Winds a little bit breezy at times, still out of the south. Mostly cloudy skies for your Saturday night. Increasing chance of rain, waking up to a likelihood by Sunday. So it does look like we're going to have a damp end to the weekend with a high of 54 degrees. Starting to cool down a little bit, but still mild for this time of year on Sunday. Once we get into Monday, could be a couple of snowflakes trying to mix in as that latest system moves out, and then we'll have another one move right back in, giving us another chance of a few rain snow showers by Tuesday. Feels like winter again by Wednesday with a high of 39. So still looking at unsettled conditions and still dealing with these wild temperature swings. Right now, 14 degrees, fair skies. Looking pretty clear out there, actually. South winds at 6 miles an hour, still giving us a wind chill of 5 degrees. So that's why we need to make sure that we bundle up right now. But by the end of the day, looks like we should be able to ditch at least a couple of layers.
Of course, a home opening weekend for Shocker Baseball under new head coach Eric Wedge. And that's, I'm trying to figure out how things are going to shape up for that Sunday afternoon game. What kind of rain are we looking at on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't look like things should be too widespread, maybe spotty in nature. Light to moderate rain looking likely, though. It's definitely going to be an umbrella rain jacket kind of day for us. Anybody that plans on doing any driving, I know we're talking about baseball, but the windshield wipers will more than likely be going all day. Ted, just to, you know, kind of put in perspective the kind of day that we'll be dealing with on Sunday, unfortunately.
All right, well, that's what I needed to know, so I'll plan accordingly, as always.
Yeah.
Thanks to our man at Channel 3, Ronnell Williams. Ronnell, have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
We appreciate it. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. Always great info from meteorologist Ronnell Williams here with Steve and Ted in the morning. Thank you, Ronnell. It's 7:15 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Friday morning. Thanks for being with us. Of course, all week long, we've kind of been looking back at the 75th anniversary of the Battle of Iwo Jima in World War II, which was a 16-day conflict on that tiny island in the Pacific, and it was a key moment in the war as the war was in its latter stages. On this date, 75 years ago on this date, as part of that conflict, the escort carrier USS Bismarck Sea was sunk by kamikazes, a loss of 318 men. Just very reflective, and think about that battle on that island of Iwo Jima between Japanese forces and the U.S. trying to invade and get hold of that island, a key point in the battle in the Pacific as to how things would turn out. And that was, of course, early in the year of 45. By August of that year, we dropped the two bombs on Japan. But things were still, war was still going on in pretty nasty ways 75 years ago on the Pacific Theater. KNSS News Time is 7:16 here on KNSS, and of course we do still have we're looking at the Far East as well with the coronavirus been in the news. You might have heard that the fear of a new virus from China is spreading faster than the actual virus is. Officials are trying to, you know, they try to not to build panic, but of course lots of people rattle off stats and find ways you're going to, you know, are you more likely to die in a car accident or the flu? Well, and all these piece of information come around. Not a lot of it really seems to matter. The number of cases have been on the rise, 76,000 and counting. Fear is advancing as well, and not just in areas surrounding the Chinese city of Wuhan, which is the site of most of the infections. Subway cars in Tokyo and Seoul are filled with armies of masked commuters. And boy, if you cough or sneeze, you get dirty looks right away. So the fear is out there, and with 76,000 people, though, ill of this virus, some of that's warranted. It's a rapidly spreading virus, and they're trying to keep it somewhat contained to where the most troublesome areas are. It's 7:17 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We're coming up on 7:18, and let's take a look at what's going on in sports. And we'll check in with Shocker basketball last night. Shocker men at Coke Arena taking on South Florida. Not a high-scoring game, but the Shocks trying to get on top of the Bulls in this one. They beat the Bulls a couple of weeks ago in Tampa, rematch in Wichita last night. In fact, this game was tied with 6.5 minutes to go. The Shocks were strong down the stretch with some nice senior leadership. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl had the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
Chirpio cutting left to right to the baseline, drops it inside. Netanyahu lays it in.
Perfect.
Caught it in midair and just eased it over the front of the rim. Jamie with 8, and the Shockers lead 15-11.
That was an early bucket by Echenique, who kept pouring it in. He tied his career high with 20 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 blocks as well. And really, really cashed in at the stripe. 12 for 14 at the free throw line. Even though it was tied in the late going, the Shockers finished the game on a 20-10 run and beat South Florida 65-55. As Wichita State gets the win, big game for Echenique.
One of the points of emphasis is understand when you can block a shot and when you can't, and then play with your hands up, because sometimes it's a really hard shot for them. What they're going to do is they're just going to throw it out like a prayer and going to hit your hand if that comes a block. So.
Shockers get the 10-point win, and Wichita State wins its third game in a row, now 20-6 on the season. Here's Shocker head coach Greg Marshall.
We held them on the defensive end to 36% and 21% from three. Mm-hmm. So forced 15 turnovers. Their two best players, Collins and Rideau, had 10. So we were really ratty when those guys were coming off those ball screens, and there was a lot of hands and arms and legs, and we did a pretty good job for the most part.
Shocks now, by the way, the 11th straight 20-win season for the Shockers under head coach Greg Marshall. Next up for the Shocks, they go on the road at Cincinnati on Sunday. Two of the top four teams in the conference going at it. Cincinnati in second place. Shocks are tied for fourth. Shocks have lost their last 5 in a row against the Bearcats, trying to stop that string. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull have their pregame coverage for the Shockers at 11 o'clock Sunday morning. Game will tip off at noon Sunday, and that's on 103.7 KEYN. Huge men's game tomorrow with two of the top three teams in the nation going at it. Third-ranked Kansas at number-one-ranked Baylor. Baylor with its 23-game winning streak. The Bears have not lost on home court in Waco this season. The Jayhawks are coming in good shape, too, on an 11-game winning streak. Somebody's double-digit winning streak will come to an end tomorrow. Live pregame coverage for the Jayhawks at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. The game will tip off at 11 a.m. tomorrow, and that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. The K-State men are home 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, hosting Texas in Manhattan, nationally televised on the CBS Sports Network. K-State trying to snap a 6-game losing streak. Indoor soccer, the second-place Wichita Wings are home Sunday night at Hartman Arena, hosting the Fallstown Flyers. It's the regular season home finale for the Wings. Speaking of the Wings as well, a former incarnation of the Wings, a feature-length documentary called God Save the Wings is going to make its world premiere tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, downtown at the Orpheum Theater. It's co-directed by Adam Knapp. It's all about the Wichita Wings phenomenon back in the 1980s. Should be really good stuff. You can get your tickets for $10 in advance, $13 the day of tomorrow. That'll be downtown at the Orpheum tomorrow night. God Save the Wings, world premiere. Women's basketball, the Shocker ladies are on the road at Tulsa. It's 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Steve Strang will have that call right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. JUCO men's basketball, Butler Community College at Coffeyville. That'll be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night as the Butler men play their regular season finale, trying to wrap up the season with a 7-game winning streak. Dennis Higgins will have the call of Butler basketball 7 o'clock tomorrow night right here on KNSS. And it is the first home weekend for Shocker baseball under new head coach Eric Wedge as the Shockers host Texas Southern at X Stadium. 3 o'clock today, 1 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Today's game and Sunday's games are on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Tomorrow's game, a special broadcast right here on KNSS. That's sports with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. All right, it's time for our number two airing of The Secret Sound. All right, we told you it's an animal. Large, willful, unruly. So far, this describes Steve McIntosh, but it's not Steve McIntosh. And this animal has been known to spit when angry. I guess it still could be Steve McIntosh.
Yeah,
could be. But I already told you it's not. So we will air The Secret Sound one more time here in the 7 o'clock hour. And after that third and final airing, we'll open up the phone lines and see if you know what it is. By the way, our winner of The Secret Sound gets two large five-topping pizzas from Papa John's Pizza. It's 7:23 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Keep it here as we'll get into some advice for Democrats. Don't be like Romney, says Rush Limbaugh. The Rush Limbaugh Morning Update. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.